Singer-songwriter Asgeir Trausti Einarsson groeit op in een piepklein dorpje op het IJslandse platteland. Slechts 40 mensen woonden er in het gehucht met de onuitsprekelijke naam...
Laugarbakki is the name of that town.
I have no idea what you just said.
Er is daar helemaal niets, behalve de natuur. Hartstikke mooi natuurlijk. Maar ja, als je jong bent, ook heel erg saai. Asgeir doet wat de meeste IJslandse jongeren doen om zichzelf te vermaken. Voetballen, fietsen, hardlopen en, jawel, muziek maken.
Always in the garage. I think mostly just because we hadn't nothing else to do. Like, it was just, we were into music and there was not that much of opportunities like in these small towns. Except for like being in sports or music. So.
Asgeir blijkt talent te hebben voor beide. Lange tijd kan hij niet kiezen tussen sport en muziek. Hij overweegt zelfs een carrière als topsporter, als shorttracker.
It was always between like music and sports. I was into track and field, like javelin throw. I actually have some Icelandic records and stuff like that. And I went on to the World Championships in Czechoslovakia when I was 15. And so yeah, I was really into that. But I got injured when I was 17 years old, so I had to stop that. I think for the most time, like music was always like the bigger part, although it went between those two.
Maar uiteindelijk kiest hij toch voor de muziek. Hij verhuist naar de hoofdstad Reykjavik, alhoewel hij daar niet meteen zijn draai kan vinden.
Yeah, well, I was born in the countryside in a really, really small village of just 40-50 people. I moved to Reykjavik when I was, which is the capital of Iceland, and I moved there when I was about 16. To go to school. The first 2 years in Reykjavik were really overwhelming for me. I thought it was, you know, just a huge city that I didn't understand, and I always just wanted to go back to the small village. You know, I didn't really find myself there.
Uiteindelijk blijkt dat hij toch zeker de goede keuze heeft gemaakt, want inmiddels is hij uitgegroeid tot de best verkopende IJslandse artiest ooit. 1 op de 10 IJslanders heeft een album van Asgeir. Zijn debuutalbum verkoopt meer exemplaren dan albums van al gevestigde acts als Sigur Rós en Björk. En hij wordt dan ook vaak in één adem genoemd met die artiesten. Alhoewel hij dat zelf nog nauwelijks kan bevatten.
People talk about this Icelandic artist and they, the first names that come to mind are of course Sigur Rós and Björk. And they talk about that a lot, you know. And of Monsters and Men now recently. Being compared and being, you know, talked about in the same group as they, you know, it's just a huge honor for me, you know.
Zijn muziek, zijn vader schrijft de teksten, hij maakt de soundscapes, doet denken aan die van Bon Iver.
I write the music first, I record the demo at home and then I sent the song to my father.
Om ook buiten IJsland succes te hebben, liet hij de teksten vertalen in het Engels door de Amerikaanse singer-songwriter John Grant, die al enige tijd in Reykjavik woont.
He had been staying in Iceland for a year and he's like this really surprising like language guy. He knows like fluently like Spanish and Russian and Dutch and he can speak Icelandic also, so he understood the lyrics also and it was really like easy to connect to him.
Het is wel even wennen hoor voor Asgeir om niet in zijn eigen moederstaal te zingen.
You know, being used to singing all those songs in Icelandic, it was kind of confusing doing changing the whole lyrics for the same songs, but right now we kind of decide on a few songs that we're always going to do in Icelandic and we just keep it that way instead of, you know, mixing it up in every night, which is kind of confusing. But,
ook voor zijn IJslandse fans was het eventjes wennen, hun held in het Engels. Maar Asgeir is niet van plan zijn IJslandse roots te verloochenen.
You know, the Icelandic versions and the record and the songs, they will always be there and all the people that want to listen to that instead, they can always do that, and they really don't have to think about this English version. That's just the thing that we want to do and we are doing, and we are focusing on that right now. And we always, like, when we are back home doing some gigs, and we sing in Icelandic, and we're gonna keep that up. So
in het buitenland in het Engels dus, maar in zijn thuisland blijft Asgeir gewoon IJslands zingen. En dan klinkt Kings and Cross, zijn grootste hit tot nu toe, zo.
Gengið var með henni grátur hvít og ungs. Nú berst frá rauðu húsi læða strefa hjón. og lafir bróðkjaft í lerki skóurinn. Hann fær núna